Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got 2 hours spanning out before us. We're going to have wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. For the next hour, we're joined by none other than Bob Chapman, who joins us at least once a week. We always appreciate his great analysis. Ran the biggest gold brokerage firm in the world, had the largest newsletter in the world, was business partners with Gary Allen, who wrote None Dare Call a Conspiracy in the early 70s, that tens of millions of, I know, I mean, it was just millions of those books. My memory says 4 million, 5 million, I can't remember. The point is, millions of the book went out, woke up so many people, including myself, been involved in the fight, you know, back when G. Edward Griffin started out, worked with him, a real icon, and we just appreciated him coming on. The first thing I want to talk about, Bob, I want to break down the economy this hour and take calls on that issue. TheInternationalForecaster.com, people can learn more, but AP is reporting, and like you wrote it or something, that the bankers are keeping the money and using it for personal bonuses, that it's over a trillion, and that they're blacking out all the documents, not even letting people know who's getting the money. But then the banks are so arrogant, they openly brag and say, yeah, we're taking it for bonuses. And in England, it's the same thing. Just Goldman Sachs England branch, $14 billion, 7 billion pounds, being given to their executives alone from the $400 million bailout over there. I mean, Bob, this is just the corruption is just off the charts in our face. Why? Why are they so arrogant?
Well, because they run the world, and they are the Illuminati, and they do what they want to do. And nothing is said about the money that went from Lehman's office in New York, in London, to New York the day before they went down. And that money, as far as I know, has disappeared. Switching gears and going back to the banks, they've received $163 billion, and as you say, it's big bonus time. And not only that, half of that money over the next 3 years will be used in order to pay dividends to the shareholders, and some of the biggest shareholders are people who are on their boards or offices of their corporations. And in addition to that, they can use that money as they see fit. Now, the government has told them that they should use the money to expand loans. They are going to use that money to bolster their balance sheet. And at the same time, they could go into the markets and speculate with it, such as buying from time to time when instructed by the Treasury Department or the Fed to buy the Dow Jones Industrial Average and make it go up 900 points in one day. Those are some of the things that they can do. And so the whole thing is a giant scam.
And it's admittedly a scam. I mean, they said, pass this 3.5 weeks ago or there will be a depression. They threaten martial law into Congress. And then they get the money and they hoard it all and only give it to themselves. And now the banks are saying they're just going to keep it and use it for bonuses. Openly. Just throwing the gauntlet down, saying, we run you.
Well, you know, you've got AIG, which has been a CIA front since the Second World War, and actually before that. They received $122 billion, and nobody knows where it went. They also raised $20 billion in stock and debt in May. So they received $143 billion, and they said that they didn't have any serious problems when they told the people that they should buy their stock and their debt. And now we find out that not only did they have problems that they didn't admit that were hidden, but they were in fact bankrupt. And now we've already poured in this $123 billion from the taxpayer, and now they want more money, and they won't tell you where the money went.
Absolutely amazing. Our guest is Bob Chapman. And folks, you think this is bad, they're just going to do more. That's what tyrants do. I mean, they are doing whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. Just open crime. We'll be right back.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com. Or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, in 6 years of Paul Watson working for me, 6+ years now, he has never IM'd me saying, I want to come on the radio, I have a major breaking story. He writes stories, he runs the website, he does customer service, and then I always have to drag him on air because, you know, Paul doesn't like the limelight. He IM'd me, and he said, I've got a major exclusive story. Can you get me on the air right now? So I said, well, 20 minutes, and Bob Chapman will ride shotgun with us. And that just came in, and I said, call in 20 minutes, bottom of the hour. I don't even know what it is. It must be huge over at PrisonPlanet.com. And he's saying it's being intensely debated in China, but has not been in English language yet. And so his girlfriend is a Chinese master's, I think, or PhD student there in Sheffield. And she speaks, you know, fluent English. She has an English accent. She's really English, but her family, a lot of it lives in China. So Paul has been to China, and he's got a lot of insights on that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. You know what, Watson, go ahead and call in now. Let me just tell him call in now, because I've been seeing rumblings of this. This is what the Pentagon's talking about is the stage crisis, and it turns out it's on mainstream news in China. Paul Watson will call in now. Sorry to do this to you, Bob, but let me get your take on this now. Colin Powell, Biden, the British Prime Minister, German Chancellor, they've all been saying a huge crisis is coming. We have to do it the 21st and 22nd, 23rd. It's going to make Obama very unpopular, but it has to be done. And most of the experts are hinting and saying it's military. Chertoff is saying it. We already saw him launch through their proxy a sneak attack 2 months ago, a month and a half ago on 888 against Russian forces. I mean, they're openly stealing all the money in front of us. They're openly sneak attacking Russia and then telling us Russia snuck attack on CNN. What's next, Bob? You were in military intelligence. What are we dealing with? Complete psychos?
Well, if you remember about a month ago with Paul Craig Roberts, we were on together. He spent 5 minutes telling us how insane these people were. And he was there in the inside. He knows these people. And so I'd go with him knowing, you know, he certainly knows what's going on inside.
Well, we saw this a lot with Roman emperors, Aztec kings, countless others. Every two or three of them, you'd get just a, usually they were despots, but you'd get complete lunatics and who just love death, destruction, war, trying to destroy themselves. And I think that's what we've got going on is just megalomania. I mean, openly trillions missing from the Pentagon, gobbling up trillions, stealing everything. I mean, just what are they doing, Bob?
They're doing exactly what you're saying they're doing. And you say to yourself, how do we stop it when you have a Congress that goes along with the program because they're all well paid off or they're compromised? And so I don't know. We can try to change Congress by getting rid of the incumbents, with the exception of a handful, including Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, who stands up against these people. But other than that, if that doesn't work, there's only one thing left to save our republic.
Well, Bob, the Syrians were reaching out to Israel wanting to sign a peace and energy deal. I mean, who wouldn't want to trade with Israel, the richest country out there? And they're about to sign the peace deal yesterday. So 2 days before that, a sneak attack across their border, landing in a village and shooting a bunch of people, including children. And then this stupid statement about, oh, it was the number 10 in Al-Qaeda or something, when they admittedly have Al-Qaeda attacking the Iranians. And the Iranians sit there and take all these staged attacks. I mean, it's clearly they're trying to escalate crises.
And that's to becloud the financial and economic issues. They get people thinking about something someplace else. Well, they go in and do what they want with taxpayer money, and not only in the United States, but virtually throughout the world. And they steal everything in sight. I mean, this is a major move toward dictatorial power.
All right, Bob, you're with us for the rest of the hour. I want to bring up Paul Watson. And he's a great asset to our organization. His brother is a degreed political scientist from London and also is doing a report on this right now. And this is inside info from China, being heavily debated in the Chinese news. But that's as much as I know. Paul has never contacted me to say I want on the show. So this must be big, Paul Watson. Paul, from PrisonPlanet.com, what is going on?
Hello, Alex. Good to be on. Obviously, you know, my girlfriend's Chinese, and she sometimes does translations from Chinese media because there's a ton of information that comes out in Chinese media which just never makes it into English language media. And the reports are, and this is in the top Chinese mainstream news outlet, which is Sohu.com, and they cite French media news sources. And there's an intense debate about this in China right now. And the story is that the RAND Corporation recently presented a proposal to the Pentagon in which it lobbied for a war to be started with a major foreign power in an attempt to stimulate the American economy and prevent a recession. And basically, people in China are freaking out about this because they're saying that it's likely that it's either going to be China or Russia.
Well, and we always learn about this months later, but we know about the sneak attack on Russia. And again, folks, they got 10,000 nukes, Topol M's, And they're openly, NATO's announced that they have a preemptive strike, that they may sneak attack Russia. And then Russia comes out and says, well, we're going to defend ourselves. And the media spins that and says Russia's threatening to blow the U.S. to kingdom come. That's why the Russians are moving back into Cuba. They're moving into Venezuela. They've moved nukes into Venezuela. They're in the Gulf of Mexico. Bob Chapman.
It's all there. They're trying to defend themselves. And as you said earlier, the madmen are in Washington. And, you know, Russia and China, they just want a better life. You know, there are, you know, basic disagreements politically and economically. But the moving force is in Washington and in Europe, for that matter. And they're just crazy.
What they are is mad dog evil. Paul, give us more details. How long till the story is on PrisonPlanet.com?
The story's been written, so it'll be up right after I get off air. But to flesh it out a bit, basically, most people will know who the RAND Corporation are. It's basically an NGO, a non-governmental organization think tank with deep ties to the U.S. military-industrial complex.
Yeah, they're as high-level as the CFR, interlocked, and basically everything they recommend is policy. This is the kingpin think tank for IBM, the Defense Department, for everybody.
Right, and it's got interlocking trustee connections with the Ford, Rockefeller, and Carnegie foundations as well. Now, one of the top directors of RAND at the moment is Frank Charles Carlucci III, who is the former defense secretary and the former deputy director of the CIA. And some of your listeners will remember the fact that he was also chairman of the Carlyle Group from 1989 to 2005, which, of course, covered the covered 9/11 and its aftermath.
And let's explain that they are the ones that lowered defense stocks, saying it was all over after the Gulf War in 91, then literally bought up the majority of them. And what did the London Guardian report? Queen of England, Bin Laden family, and the Bushes are the chief holders of Carlyle.
Exactly. And after 9/11, after the invasion of Afghanistan, their stock went through the roof. So apparently now RAND and the Carlyle Group are not amused at the fact that the stock market is crashing, and they want a new war to reinvigorate it. They said that...
I mean, that's evil enough, but why can't they pick Venezuela or something? Why does it have to be Russia and China?
This is the thing,
out of
Alex,
their minds.
This is the thing, Alex, because the proposal directly states and stresses the fact that this new war that they want cannot be with a smaller country on the scale of Afghanistan or Iraq. In fact, with the analysis that the Chinese media are doing, they entertain the possibility that it could be North Korea, but it was ruled out because RAND wants something bigger, a bigger scale than an attack on North Korea would be.
Just bastards.
So they want a major war with an influential world power.
Madmen. I mean, when does it ever end? They're publicly stealing all the money. They're trying to start World War III. They snuck attack Russia a month and a half ago. Bob Chapman, I mean, I can't stay calm anymore.
Well, when you're as old as I am, you learn to. But anyway, it is that bad. And I think, you know, there's a number of reasons for this major war, which the gentleman has just, Paul has just said. And, but, you know, there's other aspects to this. There's a great profit-making power by financing the war from behind the scenes, the industrial complex. And then there is another very important factor. If we're having a depression, which there's a good possibility that we will, this will take many people off of the streets, and it will put those people into the battlefield, and many, many of them will get killed. And
it will unify the American people during the implosion of the economy going into the New World Order. It'll be shut up, we're in a war.
Yeah, well, there's part of the culling process here as well. They want to wipe out as many people in the world as they can, and this is part of that process, like we saw in the wars since the turn of the century, World War I, World War II, and any other intermediate wars, we'll call them. And that's part of this as well.
All right, Bob Chapman, stay there. Paul, when we get back, I'm going to give you the floor for the quick segment to read over the details uninterrupted, those key points you made and any others. This is mainstream, biggest papers in China. It's in France. But, of course, here in the English-speaking world, none of us even know what's going on. People are sucking their thumbs and stumbling around, twirling helicopter blades on top of their hats.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I want to ask Bob Chapman how they think they're going to get away with starting a war with Russia or China or both, or having one of their proxies started. But Paul Watson, walk through again this article you're about to post on PrisonPlanet.com and the different facets.
Well, it's the basic details of this. Chinese mainstream media, as well as French mainstream media, but no English language media whatsoever, are reporting that the RAND Corporation has presented a proposal to the Pentagon, which basically asks that the $700 billion that that has been earmarked for the bailout, and we know that number's anything up to $5 trillion or more, instead be used to finance a new war against a major foreign power under the pretext that that would reinvigorate the stock market and the economy. Now, the targets of that new war are Russia and China. Also mentioned was Iran and another Middle Eastern country, and even Japan was mentioned as a possibility for the reason that Japan holds the most U.S. debt.
Oh, my God.
So Rand is lobbying the Pentagon to attack Russia or China, but they stressed in the proposal that the war could not be against a small country like Afghanistan or Iraq. And in fact, the analysts for the Chinese media said that North Korea could have been a target but ruled it out because the proposal directly stresses that it has to be a large, influential foreign power.
Now, Paul, be sure and make the point that Rand is at the highest level of decision-making. I mean, they are the most important think tank, the executive action, militarily, they're the ones that commissioned 20 years ago, at least, to have MIT come up with what they call the control grid over the American people. Now, last year in MIT Magazine, the face-scanning cameras, the police training us. Rand wrote up how to domesticate us at the airports, train us to have no rights, then do it on the streets. Very cold-blooded, very wicked. And most of what they propose is implemented. They propose the microwave guns. They proposed having Delta Force and police train and the military do drills in cities 20 years ago to condition us for the future military occupation. And now, Bob Chapman, what concerns me most is we have all these world leaders saying huge military crisis coming in the new year that will be very unpopular. And I guess they already snuck attacked Russia through Georgia. Do you think they're really that out of control? That, I mean, that's what PNAC says. They say, we've got the power, why not go for it? I mean, just totally evil on the face of it.
Well, I think that because of these cryptic messages from Powell, as an example, that others already know about this who are in the inner circle, so to speak. And I think he was trying to give a warning, and like Eisenhower did at the end of his term. And I believe that they are going to do it. I don't see anywhere else they've got to go. I mean, if you look at what's going on worldwide, the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve are, through swap agreements or loans, are supplying every government in the world with money to keep them afloat. Some of them are bankrupt, some of them aren't. Some of the banks are bankrupt, some of them aren't. And the same thing in this financial field, whether it's in brokerage houses, investment banks, or insurance companies.
But how do you attack people who've got intercontinental ballistic supersonic missiles?
Well, they obviously are willing to give up cities like New York and maybe even Washington and other major cities to take out Moscow and other large Russian or Shanghai Chinese cities. Look, if they go after Russia, China is going to get involved. There's no question. And so it would be Russia and China against the United States and their NATO allies. And quite frankly, I think it's a war that we could easily lose.
Well, yeah. I mean, the special forces are going to, the ground troops are going to start using theater locals. Nukes, anti-personnel nukes, and then the Chinese and Russians are just going to pull them out.
It'll escalate to the highest level of destruction. And half the people in the world could die.
Well, this isn't
and
the 19...
goodness knows what's going to be left because of all the radioactivity that's going to be in what used to be major cities.
I'll tell you what concerns me. I've always watched people's body language, and I've watched a lot of Russian body language by their generals. Their generals look completely freaked out and scared, but in a strong way. They go on TV and they say, we know you're encircling us with nukes. We know you're getting ready to sneak attack. I mean, we can pull these clips up. Do not do it. We've got special forces basically in your countries. A lot of Russians are going home now. A lot of Chinese are going home. The 10 richest Jews in Israel left this year. Stay there, Bob Chapman. Stay there, Paul. Folks, we're not the ones saying this. They're the ones doing it. And I know you can't believe out there in the land of milk and honey that this could happen. We have psychopathic globalists running things, okay? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Ask yourself, is there a natural way to detoxify your body, lower blood pressure, remove heavy metals and sediment buildup in your body, alkalize and balance your pH level, and lower those cravings for junk food all at once? Find out why thousands are going natural with the world-famous Soleil Himalayan Salt from SoleilWellness.com. Simply dilute Himalayan salt in the Soleil starter jar with clean water and take 1 teaspoon every morning. Visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com. With the economy taking a dive, food and gas shortages being reported, one thing's for sure. Your health is the most important thing you have. Reverse years of eating the wrong foods, get the 84 minerals you need, improve your skin, and detoxify your body. See our complete line of natural health home, oral, beauty, and therapy products. Visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com, or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274. Cleaning the body and home from the inside out.
Remember last Friday, a CNBC host, big head of a huge investment firm, trying to pull up the PrisonPlanet.com article, said that the Illuminati was behind the banker crash. Paul, do you have that article and the name of the investor?
It wasn't an article, it was a YouTube clip.
No, I know that, but I mean, you posted it, and then I don't have it in front of me. What's his name on that video?
Give me a minute. I'll find it for you.
All right. I'm going to go back to Bob Chapman before you finish up, and we're going to let you with more information pop back in. We're going to let you get out of here and finish the article and then come back on later. But Bob, how could this elite think that they could start wars with Russia and China or sneak attack them a month and a half ago? I mean, we've always had corrupt, evil people running things for the last 60, 70, 80 years, but It really seems like they're divorced from reality.
Well, we've said that over and over again, and that's the only conclusion why people would do such things. I think there's another aspect to this that most people wouldn't notice in this warfare. And you mentioned the situation in Georgia and South Ossetia and the other province there. And yes, that was a baited attempt to bring Russia into a full-blown war, which didn't work, at least for this side, so to speak. But after that, we had the credit crisis, which has been going on for more than a year now. But all of a sudden, money was being pulled out of Russia. And the Russian stock market got beat up very, very badly, like China had before that. And Russia had a cash crisis. And they had gold and foreign exchange reserves, I would say perhaps 3 months ago, of just under $600 billion, which is the third largest in the world. And the figures I get in this morning for the weekend at October 24 was $484.7 billion. So I think that the people within the Illumina structure have been, not only from the United States but from Europe, have been waging financial war on Russia for the last few months. And I think that's part and parcel of this.
Well, look at this headline. This morning on CNBC Squawk Box, Jeffrey Sott of Raymond James, a huge firm, stated that Paulson and the Illuminati of the country are responsible for the economic chaos that has been unfolding. He's one of the directors of that multi-billion-dollar company. Here he is talking about the Illuminati running all this. Here we are.
At least you're getting back to the point where you can start to look at fundamentals, and that's good news. What happened?
I think you're in a liquidation phase. I think Christian had it exactly right. I think there's a bunch of wrong-footed moves by Hank Paulson and the Illuminati of the country, if you will, and I think we're paying for it right now.
What?
I mean, and they're saying stuff like that all over TV, and all these fiction TV shows are about the evil New World Order coming over and trying to take over, and Biden's calling for a New World Order twice yesterday. I mean, they're just out in the open, Bob.
Yeah, and they know we know it. And your program and programs like yours have been responsible for the word getting to the public. And for that gentleman to have said what he said on that program was absolute dynamite. I mean, when Ed Griffith and Gary Allen and Alan Stang and I started back in the early 60s, I mean, nobody talked about the Illuminati except people who had studied it. Now the world knows, and that's wonderful. They're out in the open. We're out in the open. Let's go for it. Let's go at it.
Well, bottom line, the New World Order always wants to keep the West down. Any independent Western nation not under the control of the Anglo-American Dutch system. So Britain and the U.S. openly funded the Bolsheviks, murdered 60 million people. Got control of it. The Russians threw that off, and then we have this fake right-wing propaganda that, oh, there's still commies, they're going to get us. Meanwhile, you know, the government's really funding communism here, and now they're going after Russia as hard as they can. I'm not saying Russia's run by good people either. The point is they're nothing compared to the New World Order. So they're trying to start a war with them because they can't have a unipolar world with sovereign individuals, and it's because they hate the people of the West. I mean, it's bottom line.
And they've also destroyed their own system through their greed. And this is not the first time that they've done it. They've done it over and over again. They've only been hoisted on their own petard, as far as I know, twice in the last 1,000 years, which was in 1348 and then in the early 1600s.
Yeah, the Templars and then...
They're going to get it again this time.
The Templars
this
and then...
this time we're not going to play Mr. Nice Guy.
The Templars and then what... What was the other one in the 60s?
Well, it was Templars, and then it was the collapse of the Lombard system in 1348, which that year was accompanied by the Great Plague in Europe, which wiped out half the population. And then the fall of the Hanseatic League in the early 1600s in Europe.
And that was out of...
Germany.
Germany and Italy, yeah, with the Hanseatic Knights.
So they've gotten away with it. In both instances, many of the people were exiled. There is no exile for them this time. They either take all of us out or we take them out. It's the only way it's going to be.
All right, Paul Watts is going to be back the last 20 minutes of the show after his big article at PrisonPlanet.com is posted. And we're so conditioned to accept evil now that, oh, the Rand Corporation, it's just big international news. No one knows in the U.S. or England. We're over here in a little bubble cocoon. Oh, it's all over the major papers that they know the U.S. is planning to sneak attack them. But it's not the U.S. It's this criminal group. And they've got all their deep underground bases and the rest of it they've been building for 50 years. God help us. Paul, run through those facts one more time and some other caveats you didn't add. You know, the good news is, like you're putting in the article, you mentioned him during the break to make sure and point out, Fox Fallon, they ordered him to attack Iran. He said no. They had two previous commanders of CENTCOM say no. And so the good news is, even there, and he was a CFR New World Order guy, they're still not suicidal. They're still not, you know, start World War III. Paul?
Yeah. On February 25th, 2007, the London Times reported that up to five generals and admirals would quit if Bush ordered an attack on Iran. And then a couple of weeks later in March, Fallon quit because he, you know, disagreed with the policy on Iran. They tried to veil it and they said, oh, it's not because we're planning to attack them, no. But you had these five generals or more that were going to quit if it happened, and then the antagonism towards Iran kind of subsided a little after that. So that's the hope that, you know, Rand are proposing this new war to the Pentagon, but there are good people inside the Pentagon that will stand up against it, and that's what rides in our favor.
Well, forget even good people, Bob. I mean, what about sanity? I mean, these people already own the world. Why do they have to run around and start World War III?
They know better what is good for us than we do. And so they must be the imperial leaders in the future, and we must be their slaves. And that's really what it boils down to in the final analysis, because most of them have far more wealth than they could ever spend in 100 lifetimes. And so it's really power and shaping the world the way that they want it to be shaped, and us taking our place in their future world. I mean, goodness gracious, we've seen so many books and expostulations on the subject in the last 100 years of people who are connected to these secret societies, and they've crying out and said what they want to do, and they're going for it. This is the last time for them. And if they don't subject us this time, they know it's all over, because there's too many people like us out there who are not going to let them do it again.
Well, that's another thing. Everybody keeps misinterpreting what I'm saying and what history shows and what our guests are saying. We're not saying next week or next month troops are going to come to your door and say, come to the FEMA camp. They're going to shut the power off. They're going to shut the water off. The troops are going to see people on the news begging them to come in. Then there's going to be staged insurgencies and real violence. And then the troops are going to have to fight for their lives against the American people. And then that will be on the news and set the precedent. And then international forces, 6 months, a year, 2 years. And this has all been drawn out by these Rand bastards and even the stuff that's declassified. And, I mean, they say, what cold-bloodedly dominates for Wall Street and the foreign banks? I mean, Thomas Barnett, the head of the Naval War College, he openly says this on C-SPAN. They work for offshore money. You are seen literally as like a gallon of oil in the ground, a barrel of oil. You are seen as a human resource. They are all about the cold-bloodedness of it. They think they're higher than us because they're cold-blooded. And as the PNAC documents say, we got the power, we got the nukes, we got the space-based weapons, we got the particle beams, a lot of other secret stuff. That's why they're so arrogant. And they say, we're going to impoverish our people. We're going to attack other nations. We're going to sterilize people. We're going to put poison in the water. We're going to do it because we're dominant, and that's the way it is. And they're going to set it up where you beg for it, folks, where you beg for it. Bob Chapman.
I agree with everything you said. You've really covered it, in total. I mean, this is the direction it's going in. This is their mindset. This is their goal. You've said it just the way it is.
You know, that's why I'm not even angry. I don't even feel defeated by the corrupt cops and CIA and FBI. They all think they're winners and ha ha ha, we get to taser and kill whoever we want. You're not going to win nothing, Jack. You understand? Bob, explain to them what's in store for them.
Well, I think in America, it'll come in stages, and you've just explained some of them. And Americans are different than other people. It's probably because of the evolution of their culture since the revolution. And as unconcerned as they seem now, as sheeple-like as they seem now, there's always been that strain within their culture. When they have been attacked, they become ferocious and vicious animals. And I think you're going to see that again. And I think that our opposition knows that, and they know it's going to be a long, hard fight. And they think they're going to win, and we think we're going to win. But the people will rise up to it, and they will participate, because they won't have any other choice. And it's just who's going to win. And I think we will.
But my whole point is the police and military and government people, whether they know it or not, they're really in the same boat as us. And that's what's so sick about this trick of the New World Order, is they always play one phase off against the next when it's really a war against all of us.
Right. And, you know, they get their paycheck. And that has a lot to do with the way they are, you know, they act up to a certain point. And, you know, I've talked to generals who say, you know, 90% of the military will not shoot their own people. And if the other 10% do, the other 90% will shoot them. And so the same applies to law enforcement through public employees. They're just not going to do that in America. Maybe in some countries they might, but they're not going to do it in America. And this is where I think they're missing the boat, and that they're bringing foreign troops. It is the worst conceivable thing that they can do.
Yeah, remember, we were the kooks, the weirdos, warning of that when we had the documents and sources. Now it's, yeah, we're hiring felons, foreigners, foreign felons. Yeah, we're doing it. Just all over the news.
Well, there's just too many weapons in America, and they're not going to get a hold of them.
Paul Watson, you still there?
Yeah.
You're going to be back the last 20 minutes. I want you to be able to write the article. Anything else you didn't add?
I can read it now if you want. It's finished. Posted.
Oh, so you've been sitting there while I've been talking. Go ahead and cover it quickly.
Okay. Rand lobbies Pentagon. Start war to save U.S. economy. According to reports out of top Chinese mainstream
news
outlets.
Hold on. I would add world war. Start world war. I guess it just says war. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Start over.
According to reports out of top Chinese mainstream news outlets, the Rand Corporation recently presented a shocking proposal to the Pentagon, in which it lobbied for a war to be started with a major foreign power in an attempt to stimulate the American economy and prevent a recession. A fierce debate has now ensued in China about who that foreign power may be, with China itself, as well as Russia and even Japan, suspected to be the targets of aggression. The reports cite French media news sources as having uncovered the proposal, in which Rand suggested that the $700 billion that has been earmarked to bail out Wall Street and failing banks instead be used to finance a new war, which would in turn reinvigorate the flagging stock markets. The Rand Corporation is a notoriously powerful NGO with deep ties to the U.S. military-industrial complex, as well as interlocking connections with the Ford, Rockefeller, and Carnegie foundations. Current directors of Rand include Frank Charles Carlucci III, former Defense Secretary and Deputy Director of the CIA, Ronald L. Olson, Council on Foreign Relations luminary and former Secretary of Labor, and Carl Bildt, top Bilderberg member and former Swedish Prime Minister. Carlucci was chairman of the Carlyle Group from 1989 to 2005 and oversaw gargantuan profits the defense contractor made in the aftermath of 9/11 following the invasion of Afghanistan. The Carlyle Group has also received investment money from the Bin Laden family. Reportedly, the Rand proposal brazenly urged that a new war could be launched to benefit the economy, but stressed that the target country would have to be a major influential power and not a smaller country on the scale of Afghanistan or Iraq. The reports have prompted a surge of public debate and tension in China about the possibility that a new global conflict is on the horizon. China's biggest media outlet, Sohu.com, that's S-O-H-U.com, speculated that the target of the new war would probably be Russia or China, but that it could also be Iran or another Middle Eastern country. Japan was also mentioned as a potential target for the reason that Japan holds the most U.S. debt. North Korea was considered as a target but ruled out because the scale of such a war would not be large enough for RAND's requirements. The reported RAND proposal dovetails with recent comments made by Joe Biden, Colin Powell, Madeleine Albright and others concerning the, quote, guarantee that Barack Obama will face a major international crisis soon after taking office. The end.
All right, it's good. I would just add specifically, Powell named the date. I would add, don't forget, the sneak attack on Russia through Georgia. And I would just add the fact that the Pentagon said Tuesday, they need a huge crisis. In fact, I think Steve wrote an article about that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. I mean, I got children, man. I just want all the punks in government to know I don't appreciate your evil. I mean, it isn't enough to steal everything and to urinate all over the Constitution and Bill of Rights, but you got to go start nuclear wars. I mean, you are, and to the idiot public who has not been involved, you have any idea how dangerous the world really is and how thin the veneer of civilization is? The New World Order wants you dead. You got it?
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
It is the norm for governments to kill tens of millions of people.
I was a sailor.
Close to 3 million Iraqis are confirmed dead in the last 18 years of liberation. Half of those dead under the hands of the New World Order in the last 5.5 years alone. And you foolishly sat there in your easy chairs calling them subhuman, saying that they weren't people and that it was funny and cute. If you think the New World Order cares about you one bit more than they care about those Iraqis, you've got nothing coming. In fact, they feared those Iraqis because they were old world, separate from the New World Order. They had more respect for them than they do for you. You should know that. The New World Order feared those 60 million Russians they killed with their communist operation. And the 60 million Chinese peasants they killed with their operation. You better know that. You better let it sink in. You lived in the land of milk and honey, protected, because your forefathers were mean. And they weren't going to let anybody boss them around, and they just as soon die than be a slave. They certainly weren't perfect. Most of them weren't good, but they were tough. We're a bunch of slack-jawed wimps. Now we're being taken. Taken for everything. It's time to get strong again. Acting like a little sheep brings the wolves. You better grow up and become a man right now. And you better cut through all that denial. Your weak mind lying to you. That's where the coward first fails, is in their mind. They lie to themselves. They rationalize. You and your family don't have any chance going into the future if you don't wake up to the New World Order. Paul, we'll get an update from you on this coming up at the end of the show, but incredible article at prisonplanet.com. Thank you for getting us this news out of China.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
All right, there he goes. Big news. Paul contacted me to get on air to bring that out. We were talking during the break, Bob Chapman. Call's coming up next year. If you agree to stay with us another 30 minutes, theinternationalforecaster.com is your powerful site. About why the elite is doing this and the fact that they are going for broke, and one of the few things that can turn this around, in your educated opinion, give us your analysis.
Well, we've got a shot here at the election and in Congress, and that is removing the incumbents. That's a possibility if it were to happen. Other than that, I don't see anything on the horizon. The Illuminists control the politicians, the bureaucrats, most everything. There is a faction within the military and certainly in the retired military that could act and take over the United States government. And I think that's probably our only hope in the interim between now and perhaps the next year. And if that doesn't materialize, then it's going to be exactly the way Alex has said it's going to be, and I have for such a long time, unfortunately. And so that's where it's all headed, and those are our shots. Otherwise, you're going to have to fight.
Well, I want to be clear here that I am never, you know, in history it's not good to have the military take over, but it's already done that, the military, for the executive that's controlled by foreign banks. We're already under NORTHCOM. They have taken over. They've just taken over the Republic and are feeding it into a meat grinder. But Congress has been threatened with the military if they don't do everything the president tells them. So you're right. We need the military to say no. Oh, God, I can't believe we've come to this. I mean, these people are psychopaths out of control. They must be stopped. We'll be right back, going live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.